Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. Randy, good morning. I understand we're going to hear about a hydroponics operation starting up locally.
Yes, Beth, hydroponics and your favorite leafy green vegetables. What is described as a state-of-the-art hydroponic greenhouse opened last week in the Eastman Business Park, Clearwater Organic Farms, building a 475,000-square-foot greenhouse that officials from Monroe County and the town of Greece say will be the largest hydroponic commercial greenhouse of its kind in the U.S. It'll produce more than 2.7 million pounds of fresh produce a year, growing baby leaf greens year-round. The company will initially focus on growing baby arugula, basil, spinach, and romaine. The project will create up to 137 full-time jobs. They're getting help from both the state and Monroe County. Kelly Foster is vice president of sales for Clearwater. She says the Eastman Business Park was a natural spot for this huge hydroponic greenhouse, noting that the facility is being constructed on property owned by Ledestre Food and Drink.
We can service much of the Northeast, being centrally located in Rochester. And the second piece is really teaming up with a food behemoth like Ledestre. They're great partners. They've been in food for, you know, generations.
The greenhouse is also near another produce operation, the one operated by the company Love Beets, which will help with contract packaging operations for Clearwater.
They've experienced some operational efficiencies in the co-packing world. So we'll be growing and harvesting, and then it's going to just, you know, travel right across the street, and that's where all the co-packing will take place.
It's a $50 million project, and again, Empire State Development offering up to $4 million in funding, up to $2 million in tax credits. The company expects to begin its harvest in September of next year. Well, speaking of groundbreaking, officials announcing the start of construction last week for that new Marriott Hotel going up at East Avenue and Alexander Street in Rochester. There'll be a new courtyard by Marriott there with 126 rooms, replacing the current East Avenue Inn and Suites. It'll be located just behind City Grill, including 35 parking spots below grade and a surface parking lot as well. The general contractor is Taylor, which is joining a partnership with several local developers, including Phil Saunders, John Ballone, Chad Buckta, Dan Hogan, and Essex Hotel Management. They expect to complete that project in the fall of next year. Some upstate moves going on in the dairy industry. Upstate Niagara Cooperative acquiring the fluid milk operations of Burn Dairy. They're a major employer in central New York. Burn Dairy, an 85-year-old fourth-generation family-owned company. Upstate Niagara comprised of more than 340 dairy farms throughout the upstate area. Wegmans looking to fill multiple permanent full-time and part-time jobs across some Rochester stores. The company is filling culinary jobs, and they say that prior experience is not necessary. Although walk-ins are welcome, job seekers encouraged to apply online at jobs.wegmans.com. Wegmans chefs will be available to talk about candidates, about their career paths, and the hiring event is scheduled for tomorrow. That's at the Pittsford Wegmans from 2 to 6 p.m. Well, speaking of local jobs, some seasonal ones needed at the U.S. Postal Service. They're looking to hire about 350 part-time employees for mail processing facilities in Henrietta and Rochester. There are also jobs at Rochester area post offices. You can go to the U.S. Postal Service website for more information. Empire Access, a Victor-based company, is launching fiber optic internet phone and security services for both residential and business customers in that area. The company says the recent expansion of Victor utilizes the Ontario County fiber optic network, which Empire Access acquired in 2018. Well, early this morning, Bausch Health had a report out for their third quarter fiscal earnings. Of course, they're owned by a Canadian company right now, but they have a lot of operations locally. They had a net loss of $49 million, but that was a lot less than the loss they had a year ago. The adjusted net income after certain one-time items taken out of the mix was about $425 million. Sales rose to about $2.2 billion. That was above Wall Street estimates. The company also raising sales and earnings guidance for the full year. And on the earnings front, Eastman Kodak reports their third quarter earnings. That'll be coming up Thursday after the markets close. Of course, we'll have coverage for you here on WXXI and online at WXXINews.org. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.